Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Everyone knows social media is a time suck, and what you're about to hear proves it. If it's online, someone, somewhere has an opinion and is whining about it. So let's get straight to the comments.
A Reddit user has done it again, Steve Miggs. They have asked a question for other users to answer.
I love the Ask Reddit section. I'm not even a Reddit person, but I always love these because I want to see like how other people think.
This question is, what's a skill everyone should learn before turning 30?
Ooh, well, as a show that's about to turn 30.
Yes.
All of us.
Very youthful.
Yeah, you're 29.
Yes, obviously.
27 over here, and Danny's 15.
Yes.
So... let's hear what they have to say.
Things you should learn before turning 30. These are some of the replies, and we have to go straight to the comments.
And I was like, well, who can read these comments? So I was like, who's the most successful or popular celebrity in their 30s right now?
That would be Taylor Swift.
You know, that wasn't the one that showed up on my Google search.
That is the one.
But it is a female singer.
Sabrina Carpenter?
No. Billie Eilish? No. Think of, if you're choking, you might make this sound.
Lady Gaga!
Yes!
All right! Is she in her 30s?
I don't know, but that's what Google told me. You know what, she's probably like 43. Let's see, before we even...
How old is Mother Lady Monster? Gaga?
She is...
What do you think?
38.
Ooh, 39.
39.
Yeah,
okay, so
she
they,
is...
They're giving her the nod because in 1 year she's out.
Yeah.
Okay, so we've got Lady Gaga, robot Lady Gaga, who's actually 33, reading these comments. And I want to see if we would agree if we've accomplished them before, you know, by the time we turn 30 or just get overall take in the room. Right. Are you ready?
So ready.
The ability to acknowledge that today is going to mentally be a day for no other reason than random brain chemical configurations caused by a dream that made no sense, and to then carry on throughout the day without letting it alter your interactions with others.
That was way too deep.
I was saying, I got a lot heavier. I thought we were just saying you could change a tire by 30. I didn't realize we're getting into like the more mental ways.
Oh my God.
I don't think I'm there yet.
I don't think I comprehended that enough to have an answer to that question.
Are you able to have a bad dream and still have a good day?
Yes.
Okay, good.
The skill of not arguing with stupid people, even when you really want to...
Yeah, but then we wouldn't have Reddit. We wouldn't have social media. I have these two friends on Facebook. They're definitely not following this. And one is like on one extreme side of something, and one's on the other extreme side of something. And I think you can figure out what that is in this world that we live in right now. And whenever one posts about whatever it is, the other one needs to... argue with them and vice versa. And I want to be like, you guys should just unfriend each other, or maybe just like, you're never going to convince the other that the other one's right.
I am also just blown away that people have that much time.
I know.
What is going on? Can you find a hobby, man?
I think that is true. Maybe it happened more in my 40s than my 30s, but like I hit a point where I'm like looking at something that I don't necessarily agree with on social media. And I want to be like, let me explain my take. And I'm like, why do I care? And why do they care?
Just walk away.
Exactly. Log out.
The skill to read a manual, to find the information needed to fix it, and thus enable yourself to get a try on fixing the issue is invaluable.
I mean, you might be right, but...
You don't really need the manual when you have YouTube.
I instantly, whenever I get anything, including things I have to build for Tatum, like Christmas time, I instantly go straight to YouTube. And I love that now a lot of these instruction manuals, they give you the QR code because they know a lot of people are like me.
That's so millennial of you.
Thank you.
I feel like that's such a young thing to do, is just go. Because, like, I see a manual and I'm immediately like, I should probably read this. And I don't, but.
I see a manual and go, lots of words. I wonder if somebody read it and can explain it to me.
And they can.
Yes.
How to treat children. Please stop sucking at it. They're just smaller humans, not objects or annoying pets. Treat them as such, especially you, teachers, for f***'s sake.
We'll also learn how to treat annoying pets well, too.
Also, can our kids learn how to treat us? Because they're kind of mean. Like, I get bullied by my six-year-old all the time.
I do know sometimes see parents, and I'm just like, I'm not going to say anything, but I'll even look at my wife, and then as soon as like we're somewhere where they don't hear us, I'm like, does that person even like being a parent? They seem so freaking miserable.
Oh, yeah.
How to whistle with their fingers. It's very useful.
Ooh. Can't do it. Nope. I've tried.
Wait, I'm not the only one? Like, yeah, with the two pinkies in your mouth?
I don't know how to do it.
I did it.
Nope.
See, I can yell loud. I don't think I need to whistle.
Yeah, we're yellers.
I mean, if you need it because it's useful, I'm assuming you need it because it gets attention to someone.
For sure.
I can scream, hey, very loudly.
Hey.
Hey, Taryn!
He does that every time we're out drinking.
We're
out
drinking.
He needs to find Taryn.
Any of you guys. I'm like, Danny! Imagine if I was whistling. I think that would be way more annoying.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't do that.
It's a fun experience moving into a new house and realizing if something goes wrong, nobody is going to show up and fix it unless you want to shell out a few $100. Something starts leaking, better figure it out because it won't stop leaking by itself.
I thought of Danny when I heard that one.
Oh, yeah.
Because Danny isn't living a blessed life. He rents. So when things don't work, he has somebody else take care of it for him.
Just call my landlord like I used to call my mom. Mom! Something's wrong with the bathroom.
Help!
I think we got our screen door in the back. It doesn't seem to close properly. It hasn't for a while. My wife keeps saying, we need to get this fixed. I'm like, I agree. I have no idea how to do this.
It doesn't
look very difficult. I just need to get on YouTube and get a tutorial on how to fix it.
Duh.
Yeah.
Swimming. It's crazy how many adults who regularly surround themselves with water cannot swim.
I'm with ya.
Our friend Sean that used to work here, he does not know how to swim. He's never taken a swimming lesson in his life.
Can he figure it out? He's an adult.
So when we went to that Summer Meltdown Festival a couple of years ago, he had me bring him a life jacket, and he was the only person
in the entire river,
which is like waist deep maybe,
and he was wearing
a life jacket, which I get, like, things can go crazy, better safe than sorry, but he was the only person in the river wearing a life jacket.
How altered was he that he was scared to be in the river?
Maybe a little.
Okay, because that seems a little ridiculous.
Oh, my God. Like, but he felt very confident wearing the life jacket.
Now, I see as an adult, you should be able to figure it out. But have you ever tried to teach a kid how to swim?
It's horrible. That's why we outsource and take him to lessons and let someone else do it.
I remember we went to in Hawaii, and Tatum's like trying to swim. And I'm like, yeah, just float. Just, you know, just move your arms and move. And she's just like, thanks. I'm like, okay, let me go get Sean's life jacket.
Oh, that would always be helpful.
We have one more voice. One more comment about this. Ready?
Yeah.
The skill of not giving a
It took me into my late 40s to figure that one out.
I mean, the older I get, like every year, it's just less F's and less F's. And I am fine with that.
Yeah, well, it's anyway, I always say, I wish I could go back in time. We always say this. You know, the younger version of you won't listen.
Mm-mm.
But I wish that my younger version of me would have listened. That none of this, the stupid stuff on the internet, the stupid arguments you have, it doesn't matter. Stop giving an F about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Daily Migs Show.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.